Ghost Stories of an Antiquary, Volume 1, by M. R. James. Author's Preface. If anyone is curious about my local settings, let it be recorded that St. Bertrand de Comminges and Viborg are real places, that in O Whistle and I'll Come to You I had Felixstowe in mind. As for the fragments of ostensible erudition which are scattered about my pages, hardly anything in them is not pure invention. There never was, naturally, any such book as that which I quote in The Treasure of Abbot Thomas. Canon Alberic's scrapbook was written in 1894 and printed soon after in the National Review. Lost Hearts appeared in the Pall Mall magazine. Of the next five stories, most of which were read to friends at Christmas time at King's College, Cambridge, I only recollect that I wrote Number 13 in 1899, while The Treasure of Abbot Thomas was composed in the summer of 1904. M. R. James. Canon Alberic's Scrapbook. Saint Bertrand de Comminges is a decayed town on the spurs of the Pyrenees, not very far from Toulouse, and still nearer to Bagnères de Luchon. It was the site of a bishopric until the Revolution, and has a cathedral which is visited by a certain number of tourists. In the spring of 1883, an Englishman arrived at this old-world place. I can hardly dignify it with the name of city, for there are not 1,000 inhabitants. He was a Cambridge man, who had come specially from Toulouse to see Saint Bertrand's church, and had left two friends, who were less keen archaeologists than himself, in their hotel at Toulouse, under promise to join him on the following morning. Half an hour at the church would satisfy them, and all three could then pursue their journey in the direction of Auch. But our Englishman had come early on the day in question, and proposed to himself to fill a notebook, and to use several dozens of plates in the process of describing and photographing every corner of the wonderful church that dominates the little hill of Comminges. In order to carry out this design satisfactorily, it was necessary to monopolize the verger of the church for the day. The verger, or sacristan, I prefer the latter appellation, inaccurate as it may be, was accordingly sent for by the somewhat brusque lady who keeps the inn of the Chapeau Rouge, and when he came, the Englishman found him an unexpectedly interesting object of study. It was not in the personal appearance of the little, dry, wizened old man that the interest lay, for he was precisely like dozens of other church guardians in France, but in a curious, furtive, or rather hunted and oppressed air which he had. He was perpetually half-glancing behind him. The muscles of his back and shoulders seemed to be hunched in a continual nervous contraction, as if he were expecting every moment to find himself in the clutch of an enemy. The Englishman hardly knew whether to put him down as a man haunted by a fixed delusion, or as one oppressed by a guilty conscience, or as an unbearably henpecked husband. The probabilities, when reckoned up, certainly pointed to the last idea, but still, the impression conveyed was that of a more formidable persecutor even than a termagant wife. However, the Englishman, let us call him Deniston, was soon too deep in his notebook and too busy with his camera to give more than an occasional glance to the sacristan. Whenever he did look at him, he found him at no great distance, either huddling himself back against the wall or crouching in one of the gorgeous stalls. Deniston became rather fidgety after a time, mingled suspicions that he was keeping the old man from his déjeuner, that he was regarded as likely to make away with Saint Bertrand's ivory crozier, or with the dusty...